This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Trump is claiming his administration has carried out the biggest terror leader takedown of them all. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
He notes the military's killed other Islamic State figures, but he always had a question.
Where's al-Baghdadi?
And now that the U.S. got him.
This was the big one. This is the biggest one.
Suggesting it's more notable than his predecessor taking out al-Qaeda's leader.
Osama bin Laden was very big, but Osama bin Laden became big with the World Trade Center.
Terror expert Jenna Jordan's take.
Bin Laden even had more of an presence in terms of the organization and spreading the message.
Either way, killing a terror group leader doesn't kill the group itself.
Their ideology doesn't really depend upon the leader for its articulation. It's often deeply ingrained within the group or the local communities.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Former White House official Charles Kupperman failed to show up for questioning Monday in the U.S. House of Representatives impeachment inquiry. After receiving conflicting orders from Congress and the White House, VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Charles Kupperman last week asked a federal court here in Washington for guidance on whether he is legally required to show up. The issue is whether a subpoena from Congress outranks the White House, saying Kupperman is immune from testifying as a close presidential advisor. His lawyer says Kupperman will comply if the court sides with Congress. Kupperman is among several current and former national security officials summoned to testify this week about whether the president pushed Ukraine to conduct politically motivated investigations. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin pledged Monday to increase sanctions against Iran, saying the Trump administration's maximum pressure campaign is halting alleged Iranian aggression in the Middle East. For more on this and other stories, visit us online at voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. The European Union agreed to a three-month extension to Brexit on Monday. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
With just 3 days until the United Kingdom is due to leave the European Union, and the EU has agreed to delay Brexit for another 3 months. President of the EU Council, Donald Tusk, announced the flextension, or flexible extension, on Monday, which means Britain could leave earlier than January the 31st, 2020, if its fractious parliament ratifies a divorce deal. This third Brexit postponement also comes with conditions, including a refusal to renegotiate the withdrawal agreement and a green light for the EU's members to meet without Britain to discuss the bloc's future.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. At least two anti-government protesters were killed and 105 were wounded in clashes with security forces in central Baghdad on Monday. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda has more.
Iraq's military has reinstated a nightly curfew in that country until further notice in an effort to stave off anti-government protests that returned over the weekend with renewed ferocity. The death toll for the month of October stands at about 230 or more. One man said this isn't a protest, it's a revolution. The protests had calmed for about 2 weeks. It began as cries against high unemployment and lack of progress in the country, but as the anger grew, so did its focus. Particular anger is given to politicians seen as pawns in the power play between the United States and Iran.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. Argentina's conservative president Mauricio Macri is out after the Peronists declared victory on Sunday. Alberto Fernandez won the election outright. Reuters' Joe Davies has more.
A victory for the left in Argentina as the Peronists swept back into power on Sunday. Raucous crowds greeted the winner, Alberto Fernandez, at election headquarters after he triumphed over conservative president Mauricio Macri. Fernandez has his work cut out for him and his running mate, Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner. Argentina has been in the grip of a recession, with annual inflation above 50%, job numbers down, and poverty sharply up. Fernandez will now take over negotiations with creditors, including the IMF, about restructuring more than $100 billion of sovereign debt. He'll start his new job in December.
Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. Afghan officials say Afghan and Pakistani forces engaged in cross-border clashes for a second day Monday. The latest violence came hours after Pakistani mortar and rocket fire killed three Afghan women in eastern Kunar province. The fighting first broke out on Sunday afternoon when Afghan forces and local militiamen tried to stop Pakistani forces from establishing a military installation along the border. Marissa Melton, VOA News.